Blackstone Audio presents Bino by A.W. Gray. This book is read by Joe Barrett. For Marvelous Martha and the Juniper Jumping Beans, a chin-up bunch that's headed down the home stretch. Chapter 1. Sonny Star blew whatever chance he might have had about 2 seconds after he walked into the room. Prancy little dipshit. Wearing those brown, polished leather pointy-toed shoes and press-creased tan slacks, a loud flower-patterned shirt open to the third button, dark hair on his scrawny chest acting as a cushion for the round gold medallion that dangled there. All that Sonny had to do was say, "Hey, Buster, how's a man?" Kind of nice and casual, set down the brown paper sack he was carrying, take one of those dark green wine bottles that Buster could see in the bag, uncork it, and pour a drink for the two of them. All he had to do. But Sonny didn't. Instead, he took one look at Buster sitting in the beat-up green cloth easy chair with a leg draped over the arm, squawked like a chicken, and tried to bolt back out into the hallway. Buster watched Big John Boy step out from where he'd been hiding, back against the wall just inside the door, and block Sonny's path. Big John Boy, huge biceps, pumped up doing 4 flat years on Darrington Prison Farm. John Boy. Massive chest, straining against a pink muscle shirt, half-bald, what Harry did have, straight and black.
John Boy Driggers, king of the wild frontier.
Standing there, legs apart, corded arms folded like Punjab. Sonny froze in his tracks, his black-eyed gaze darting back and forth from John Boy to Buster like that of a trapped roadrunner. Then Sonny grinned.
"Hiya, John Boy, Buster. Say, where you men been keeping yourself?"